and welcome to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. Classical Guitar Alive is broadcast worldwide thanks to the generous support of the Kadosky Foundation and Charles and Taco Parker, the Link Foundation, and Mike and Patty Morgan. And thanks to a gift in loving memory of Adam Bratcher. Thanks for joining me for this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive, featuring a July 2022 interview with Chinese virtuoso guitarist Xufei Yang. We'll start with her performing Bach's Prelude No. 1 from Book 1 of The Well-Tempered Clavier. Opening this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive, we just heard Xufei Yang performing Bach's Prelude No. 1 from Book 1 of The Well-Tempered Clavier. Xufei Yang was born in Beijing and began learning classical guitar at age 7 and quickly developed into a child prodigy. In July 2022, I spoke to Xufei Yang about her early years.
First time I heard about you was I did an interview with John Williams a long, long time ago. He had just gotten back from Beijing, and he said he heard these three amazing young girl guitarists, and it turns out one of them was you. He was going on and on about these amazing, super young girl guitarists. I guess you played for him in a master class, is that right?
Yes. Well, it was really a very important moment for me, really, because, you know, John Williams was a hero. I mean, he still is a hero for most of the guitarists. And for us, when I grew up in China, when I was learning the guitar, the resources were rather limited at that time. There's no internet. You know, we made copies of copies of copies of recording. Mostly the recordings are John Williams. So we heard so many recordings of John Williams. Finally, he came to Beijing to perform. You know, this was a big event for all of us. And then after the concert, he gave masterclass in the Central Conservatory where I studied. So we played for him. I remembered I was so nervous, you know, to meet John Williams, my hero. And I played Nocturne by Rigondi and Koyun Baba. The funny thing is I didn't quite remember the exact thing he said to me about the pieces and about my playing. But I remembered he signed something on my music. He said, "Oh, your playing was great and I wish you every success in the future." And he said, if you have any questions, you can write me for help. Actually, for all the years I have known him, I think he's very generous to other people too. I think he has helped a lot of other young players. And also, I think the thing I really appreciate is I feel that he's genuinely helping, how to say, unconditionally.
We'll hear more from that interview with Xufei Yang later in the program, but next we'll hear her playing Koyun Baba by Carlo Domeniconi. This is from a recording that was made when she was still a teenager.
Thank you.
Our featured artist, Xufei Yang, performing a piece titled Koyun Baba by Carlo Domeniconi. In addition to her solo guitar recordings, she's also recorded with other musicians, including violinist Mengla Huang, winner of the Paganini International Violin Competition. We'll hear them playing La Maja de Goya by Granados. Guitarist Xufei Yang and violinist Mengla Huang in La Maja de Goya by Spanish composer Enrique Granados. You're listening to Clásico Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. Xufei Yang has also recorded music by another Spanish composer, Isaac Albéniz. This was arranged in concerto form by British composer Stephen Goss. Xufei Yang spoke about that project.
I've always loved Albéniz's music, and lots of his works played on guitar, you know, they proved to be more suitable on the guitar. So I thought that what if we play his piece with orchestra? And I talked to EMI, and very fortunately they supported my idea. they thought that rather than arrangements, we can make it a concerto, so more creative. So they asked my longtime collaborator, Stephen Goss, to write this piece, and I think it turned out to be quite beautiful. Thank you.